Vic Thomas on sports. Steelers coach Mike Tomlin's ill-timed two-step has cost him $100,000 and could cost his team a pick in next year's draft. The league fined Tomlin $100,000 today for interfering with a play against the Baltimore Ravens on Thanksgiving. The NFL also said it would consider docking Pittsburgh a draft pick because the conduct affected a play on the field. Tomlin was not penalized on the play, though the league said the coach should have been flagged 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct for nearly colliding with Baltimore's Jacoby Jones. Speaking of Jacoby, free agent outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury, fresh off winning the World Series with Boston, reached agreement with the rival Yankees on a 7-year contract worth about $153 million. Ellsbury is the second major free agent addition in the Yanks' offseason rebuilding after missing the playoffs for just the second time in 19 years. Lindsey Vonn was cleared to get back on a World Cup course for downhill training, the latest steps as she works to return from a right knee injury and get ready for the 2014 Winter Olympics. Now Vonn and the rest of the skiing world will wait to find out whether she'll actually be racing by the end of this week. Five former Kansas City Chiefs players who were on the team between 1987 and 93 filed a lawsuit yesterday claiming the team hid and even lied about the risks of head injuries during that time period when there was no collective bargaining agreement in place with the NFL. The lawsuit seeks more than $15,000 in actual and punitive damages. And Brandon Jennings finally got a long-awaited win over the Miami Heat, and he made the two biggest plays to get it done. Jennings made a deep three-pointer to snuff out one Miami rally, then stole the ball from LeBron James to set up another score 2 minutes later. And the Detroit Pistons beat the Heat 107-97 last night to snap Miami's 10-game winning streak. I'm Vic Thomas on Sports.